Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 171, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of one who receives a clear message from Allah, yet that person chooses to ignore and deny. If we examine the verses before verse number 177 very briefly, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing those who disbelieve with some very clear proofs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ, reminding them that their Lord is one Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 164, He invites those who disbelieve to reflect over the earth, the creation of the skies and the earth, and the rivers and all of the creation surrounding them. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah is asking them, look at the ship. How do you think the ship flows? Allah says, how do you think this night comes? How do you think the day comes? Don't you reflect and think that there is a creator, there is an Allah that created it all and is maintaining all of it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Yet there are some people who choose to worship partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they love them like they should have loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, those who believe in Allah, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that on the day of judgment, when you stand in front of Allah and Allah asks you, who did you worship? And you point towards those idols, Allah azza wa jal says, those idols will say, we have nothing to do with you. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. That one group of people who followed the idols, they will say, we had nothing to do with them. The idols will say to the people who worship them that we had nothing to do with them. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. And at this point, they will have no longer anywhere to run. They won't have any excuse. They won't have anything to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns mankind that don't follow the pathway of shaitan. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. For He is a clear enemy of yours. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 169, He tells us of what shaitan does. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That He wants you to be, He wants you to do evil. He wants you to engage in immorality. He wants you to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know. So now keeping this whole message in mind, the verses that precede verse number 171, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 171 gives the example of a person who has heard all of these verses, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to very clearly. And now Allah azza wa jal says regarding this person who continues to be stubborn and deny. وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً. صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling the disbelievers, He is telling them that your example is like one who is calling out, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ يَنْعِقُ is the call that a shepherd makes to his animal, his flock. When a shepherd is grazing his animals, in order to keep them together, he shouts at them, Oh, stay in line! Oh, you, don't go too far! Now this person could be shouting and screaming and speaking to his animals, but do these animals understand what he's saying? كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً The only thing the animal hears is someone shouting. The animal doesn't have the ability to understand the depth of this person's words. Maybe the shepherd is telling his sheep that don't stray too far, there's a wolf there, it'll attack you. Now from the sheep's perspective, all the sheep hears is, that's equivalent to that person. You know, this person could have just made noise. كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعَقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً That person could have just shouted, said, ah, that would have been equivalent to this sheep. Then this person saying, you know, this extensive warning with details of what could happen if this animal astrays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ These people, because of their stubbornness, they are deaf. They are dumb and they are blind. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ So they will not be able to understand. Now let's draw a parable between this example and the previous example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in both examples, He mentioned that people who reject the message of Allah, they are deaf, they are dumb, and they are blind. Because the message is clear in front of them. It couldn't have been any better. It's like a father sitting with a son and telling his son, My son, don't get a credit card. This is bad for you. And the son decides to go ahead and get a credit card and he swipes it away. 5 years later, he's telling his dad, I need a bailout. I'm stuck in a financial crisis. The father is saying, صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ You are deaf, you are dumb, you are blind. Don't you know that I was telling you this? This is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Now these disbelievers, these people who denied, why did they deny? One common theme we find in the Qur'an that the disbelievers use when they denied is that they said, وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ We found our forefathers doing this and we're going to continue doing it regardless. We don't care how many proofs you give. We don't give what reasoning you give. And unfortunately, this is the depth and kind of like also the epitome of ignorance, where reasoning no longer works. And unfortunately, you'll see this very common. People will hate Muslims because they've been told to hate Muslims. Muslims will hate Jews because they've been told that you should hate all Jews, regardless of the individual, just hate them all. And it's this sort of tunnel vision that causes so much damage to humanity. We stop looking at people for who they are, and we start attaching ourselves to slogans. صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ This is what jahala and ignorance does. The ulama, they say, this is why it's very important that if you do choose to take someone as a person that you will follow, take someone as a leader, that you will follow what they say, or in terminology, what we may refer to as taqleed. You may take someone as a leader of yours and you imitate and follow that person. You take that person's rulings very seriously. You take their interpretation of Islam very seriously. It is absolutely necessary that the person you are following is someone of knowledge. Otherwise, if that person is ignorant, if they have no reputation in studying the deen, if they have no teachers they've studied the deen with, if they don't have depth in their understanding, they'll only perpetuate the ignorance that they live in. And then you'll have people when you reason with them and tell them that you shouldn't be doing this because Allah's Rasul said this. You shouldn't be doing this because Allah Azza wa Jal said this. They will say, leave us alone because we wish to stick to our traditions. And this is a very, very dangerous place to be and a slippery slope. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us great scholars who came in the past, who preserved this deen. I look at the fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, and the tradition that follows them, and the great mufassirun and muhaddithun, these were real scholars. So there's no shame in following them. But when it comes to pseudo-scholarship that we have in today's day and age, we should be careful as well. Because just because someone presents themselves as intellectual, doesn't necessarily mean they are intellectual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those that accept, and save us from those who deny out of stubbornness, who reject without reason at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be people who hear, who speak the truth, and who can see the truth. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته